Argos visit Anya?
Relatively regularly. I mean, if we share the same living situation, it would be like dropping by in the morning, making sure you got a meal at some point during the day, or that you, you know.
Which is why Anya's bringing corn grits over to you and has a pot in their hands and has barged into your living quarters, saying flatly, "Argos, we need to talk."
Anya, yes, for sure. And he'll, I guess he'll put down, maybe he's like cleaning his traveling gear or something, and he puts it down in the corner and pulls over a stool or something for you to sit.
Mm-hmm. And Anya hands you the pot immediately as she sits down. Yeah. So,
he'll dig in.
Listen, things have been different. I know you know what I'm talking about. And I feel like we haven't really spoken about it in a while now.
I thought it would go away. I thought it was just going to happen and then it was done. But it's happened again, hasn't it?
I think we need to accept that this is part of life now. And that's fine, but what happened in the forest is not going to be an isolated incident. And pretending it is not going to help either of us. So something's happening, Argos. And not just to you, not just to me, but something's happening now to the people we love. And we need to do something about it. We can't just keep letting people get hurt.
Argos takes a second. He eats a few more spoonfuls of the corn grits. Looks out the window, out at the prairies for a second. Kind of lets out a sigh. So what do? Are we going to... I think we should tell Tiffany, for one.
She's not already sticking her nose into it. Yeah, we really don't have a choice. But I think we need all the help we can get, because when it was just you and me, it was strange and it was magical, and that all changed when things happened to Yuvie. I think it's time we get back to the heart of the storm, so... And then Anya just walks over and pats Argos on the head, sort of, what's that, a deep, hearty. So it's time to put on your big boy pants, and yeah, let's go talk to the kid.
Yeah, he'll stand up and slap you on the shoulder and have finish off the corn grits. Unless he'd check if you wanted any more, but he's not. He's just going to keep eating them. I think the last thing he says is quietly, as he claps you on the shoulder, he says, "I'm scared."
A cloud passes over Anya's face as she thinks of Mads, and she kind of forces a smile up and just responds with, "Yeah, me too, but that's okay."
Yeah. And as always, Argos kind of follows that lead and then squares up his shoulders and tries to put on a brave face and, yeah, says, "Let's go."
And so we are going to go look for Tiffany.
GM note, that was so good. Please, each of you, take one link with each other.
Yay! Hey.
GM power. I can do what I want.
Anya, it says I have 5 links with you. Is that crazy?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait. Did you roll? You rolled a full success. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last time.
It's good. Look, the move I made was powerful. When you roll well.
Yeah.
You succeed together or you fail together.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we want to continue the scene to get into talking to Tiffany about all this for the first time, but... That was something I really wanted to do with Argos. So. Mm.
I'm really happy you did that. Feel free to do more of that. I will say, I mean, keep going. Do the Tiffany scene. This is just for you, Rally. Mm-hmm. You still have one downtime action. So if you find an opportunity to like work in wanting to do an investigation or a long-term project, just keep that in mind. But otherwise, go ahead and do the scene with Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be doing a long-term project, which is trying to figure out what's happening and what's causing people to, what caused Yubi to become corrupted. So that's what I view as the result of that downtime. And as we talk to Tiffany, that's probably going to go forward a wee bit. So Tiffany, goodness.
Please walk in on Tiffany as she is currently doing science with Ida.
Is this the morning?
Yep, there we go.
Oh my god. So Ida and Tiffany have been like, have been up for quite some time, because y'all got up like crack of dawn, if not like it was still before sunrise. At least Ida did. And so you've been at it for maybe 4-5 hours by now.
Yep. And the overwhelming sense of there is something that isn't being acknowledged or addressed is overwhelming to anyone who can notice it.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably a relief when Argus and Anya walk in.
Oh, I mean, Tiffany definitely can't notice it.
Mm-hmm. On the
so
way
she's,
there.
She's fine. I mean, something's weird, but she doesn't really know what it is.
On the way there. Anya has grabbed a few fruits and a loaf of bread, and just as she's walking through the camp with Argos, picking up this and that, and a slice of cheese, and is tossing them back to Argos as they go. And I think by the time they get to where Tiffany's working, Anya walks in empty-handed, but has assembled a grocer's collection of items that has been tossed to Argos and barges in. As...
See, the funniest outcome is if Argus just eats them all as soon as
I know,
they're
I was about to
him.
Say, like, yeah. He's considering it. You can see just like in the background as you're tossing stuff, he's like taking a nibble or he's like
yeah.
really considering it.
Totally fine.
As you barge in, I think he'd come in beside you and like very politely move a bunch of papers over on a table to make kind of a little charcuterie area. To lay out all the food mm-hmm. and let you do your thing.
Tiffy, hey, how's it going? Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, just doing some work on the storms, which is interesting and weird and definitely seeing some strangeness.
Yep. Ida, hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Anya, you seem happy.
Well, you know.
Did you know that when you got all weird and magic-y, that there were spikes in the storm readings?
Tiffy, let's you and I and Argos have a conversation real quick, just to...
You know, Should I leave?
We'll get into that. You know, that would be great. Here, have some of this, and Argos, do you mind just, like, picking out a few things? Because, like, I can tell this one didn't have breakfast.
Done.
Okay. We need to touch base on some childhood friend stuff. Don't worry about it. It's just small things, but you can come back in a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Tiff.
Bye, Ida.
Don't worry, she'll still be here. It's fine.
She leaves.
Interesting. Okay, all right. There we go. Anyways, what? Tiffy, listen. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about...
Is that not what we're doing right now?
My sweet summer child.
She puts both
hands on your face.
I will say, that one did seem a little bit deliberate.
Mm-hmm. So, how do I say this? Weird shit's going down, and...
Yes, you can transform, apparently.
Well, Well, yeah. No, that's right. And we figured, Arg and I, we figured that maybe we should talk to you about that, especially because considering, you know, you're talking about the storm and all of that, and because you were there with Thuvia Nads, and
that was extremely weird. I've been studying it, trying to get to the bottom of what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Argus is feeling a little impatient that you're kind of skirting around it. And for a second, like, he's sitting in the corner for a second quietly, like, putting together something with the food. And then he just goes, Tiff, it's not the first time this has happened. And then he just shoves an open-faced sandwich into your hand and then stops talking.
A tureen?
I think Tiffany starts eating it.
Yeah.
Argy's right. This isn't the first time, and Tiff, this, it's not the first time for us, but it's the first time something like this happened to Yubi. And I'm concerned, because if it can happen to them, it can happen to anyone. So we need your help. Figuring out what happened to her.
Okay.
Was this about the storm reading, Tiff?
Well, it certainly seems related, doesn't it? And since that's, you know, what I studied to do and all, yeah, it makes sense. I've been working with Ida to try and make sense of some really weird readings that we managed to take, and have been setting up some devices to try and get readings of meteorological data of the area around us. And yeah, when everything weird was happening, there were some anomalies. So it seems pretty heavily related to that, and I'm already on my way to getting some answers.
Like what?
Well, I'm on my way. I haven't got them yet.
Okay.
What experimental design doesn't happen in a vacuum?
Well, I don't know what vacuums have to do with anything, but listen, would it help if Big A and I kind of talked about what happened the first time?
Yes. Well, maybe. I want to know.
Okay.
Wait, sidebar. We haven't really talked about this technically.
We certainly haven't.
What actually happened?
No, that's...
Let's do a quick idea second. There was a storm. Claire, do you remember it?
I thought we were in the sewers.
Oh, sorry, are you asking in character or?
There was ooze and there was,
there was
ooze? No. If we wanted to do that in character, that would be great, because I think they're both Rally's probably confused about that.
Oh, sure. But, like, where were we? And I just remember, didn't we talk about, like, it was the winter or something? Or I just need a few anchor points before we jump into this.
Yeah.
Oh, like, when y'all first experienced this?
Yeah. Awesome.
It was last year, right? It was, like, ever since the... Well, I think you alluded to something happening in the winter to Quill. And then I think we talked about that happening, sort of being correlated. So it doesn't need to be the time that things turned, but it could be like nearby. So maybe it's fall, or maybe it is winter, or maybe, you know, you've been hiding it for a while and winter is when things turned bad.
Yeah, a stressful situation.
But I guess what are you looking for?
Which may have brought about a change, a transformation in order to... save somebody or save each other maybe from something.
Yeah. Are you just asking what was the thing that y'all alluded to that made Quill mad?
No, that can be part of it, but I mean, I don't know. Okay. Sidebar over. We can figure it out.
I'm happy to give stuff. I'm just not too sure.
I think it helps that probably experientially, neither Anya nor Argos has much information beyond what they experienced. And so mechanically, my thought is we probably didn't talk too much beyond just whoa. And yeah, the experience you're also welcome of going to just through like, it's probably significantly different. So
okay,
yeah,
you're also welcome to just say things as true.
Yeah. Okay.
Anya found a.
I know you're gonna go somewhere weird.
Okay, I'll stop. No, no ring in a cereal box, nothing like that. All right, so.
Though, I mean, Argus, have you told the others about the coin?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Also, does Anya know that you've seen the future? Like, the specifics of your experience? Nope. Is that something you've shared with anyone? No.
No. He made a slight allusion when he was confessing last session about how he's seen things, but that was more about Mad's dream. But within that, he also secretly expressed that he's seen other people be malicious as well. Or not malicious, but, you know, a threat to the future or something like that. So,
I'm so excited.
So for, no, nobody knows.
For evil Tiffany, you have no idea. I hope we get like flash forwards or something.
Yeah, I hope so too. We'll figure it out. That's going to be fun. Okay. Tiff, do you remember what I was telling you about last winter?
Yeah, he said something happened.
It was... He kind of talks slowly and as if thinking about, you know, a long period of time. It was a long winter. And one full of heavy storms and some great losses to our community. Through no fault of our own, we lost a lot of livestock and people left for the city.
It kind of felt like the world was falling apart.
Sorry, I wasn't here. I mean, I'm not upset that I didn't have to go through that, but it's a shame I couldn't help.
There was one day especially. It was dry, but dreadfully cold. The wind and the storm had whipped up this mixture of ice that would pierce your skin and sand and mist, and you could barely see your hand in front of your face. I was with Anya that day. We were out trying to collect any type of firewood or even deposits of coal that were close to the surface, anything to keep people warm. But it was so hard to see. We quickly became lost. But I can't say what happened next exactly. It gets a little confusing. Anya, you must remember that, right?
It was cold and dark, and it felt like the wind was billowing around us like a thousand screaming voices. And it felt like even though Gosi was right beside me, I couldn't feel him anymore. And everything kind of reached a crescendo. All the discordant sounds kind of merged into one.
It was so loud. And then all of a sudden, it was quiet. I felt as if something had struck me in the head and I fell to the ground. But then through the storm, I could see... I can't explain it, Tiffany. I could see through it. There was a change. Suddenly, I felt something in my body, and I could see the shape of Anya through the storm. Suddenly, the wind didn't feel so strong against us. For a second, I thought I had died and that I had been freed from the pain of the cold because I didn't quite feel it anymore. For a second, I wasn't scared, but I can't tell you how amazed I was when I saw Anya finally, when we got reunited. She was changed, but not in the way you saw her before. It wasn't I was in awe, but not in fear. It was like being in the presence of something so powerful. There was comfort. Do you remember how it felt, Anya?
I felt that quiet too, but it was different. In that moment when everything suddenly hit a din into a coda, I shattered and saw so many of me, the fear and the love and confusion, happiness, anger, and at the center of myself was a fire that cut through the cold. And slowly, all the different wavelengths kaleidoscoped into one. And I felt so settled and so solid and so sound. I don't know how else to express it. I felt like after my entire life, I suddenly was me. And yeah, like the glowy stuff was cool.
I really thought we were gone for a minute there, but after that push, that burst of whatever that was, we were able to make it out of the storm. I thought for a moment we could still achieve our original goal of finding something to bring back to the community, but something brought us home, and we once we arrived, it seemed to fade. And
yeah.
Somehow it was like coming back to all those feelings. I could feel the blood from a wound in my head that I couldn't even feel before. And I could have slept for days afterwards.
You did.
I did. And when I woke up, I almost couldn't accept what had happened. I thought better to just tell people that we were lucky that we made it out at all. Not that it hadn't, that there was something more than luck that helped us that day.
Something happened in the storm, and whether or not it was luck, I think it's what brought us to where we are now. But I'm worried that that's not all that's in the storm. As we've seen, it destroys. It created us, but
it also took Quill's sibling that same season. And yeah. I still don't understand why we were given a gift
by something that takes so much away. Fanny, we need you to go with us again. And I know that's probably scary, but you understand things we don't. We need you there with us this time.
Definitely looks like there is a lot of processing going on right now.
Good talk.
Okay.
Anya pats Tiffany on the head.
whoa. You're not just leaving after that.
No, of course not. Not okay. Without you.
Okay. So all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Argus, does that mean that you also have some connection to this?
Yes, he says through a mouthful of bread and charcuterie.
Yes, the sandwich that she was given is long gone, as is probably half the cheese from the table.
Uh-huh.
Through that story, Tiffany was definitely just like reaching for and eating, snacking through the entire time.
Perfect.
I'm glad we didn't forget the things you're allergic to, because that would have been really bad.
I don't
out of
think
character.
Tiffany has any allergies.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good, because, yeah.
Yeah, interrupts mm-hmm. Interrupts the story for a mild anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
As one does.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you both can get all stormy.
Yes.
Cool. So it sounds like it seemed there was some sort of intelligence behind it, some something sensible, not just undirected occurrence.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I hadn't really heard the details of what Go went through, but yeah, I guess.
So, out of character, is this something that Anya has been doing nonstop for a long time, this inventing all the different ways to refer to people?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Yes, you do. So here's why I ask, because if this is something Anya has decided to do today specifically, Tiffany is going to comment on it.
Melia, no, this is not the first time.
Gotcha. I will say that when you first called Tiffany Tiff, my first thought was, ah, yes, the Toronto International Film Festival.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. It's all referential. Every nickname has to do with something in our universe.
Mm-hmm. Especially
both
Gussie.
In and out of the universe. If you're playing the ARG that goes along with this campaign, remember, five.
I need to leave.
Five.
Just put number station audio in the background here.
Yeah, I haven't decided whether I like it better that the storm is, you know, like completely indifferent or if it has made decisions.
In fairness, you can make whatever declaration you want about Argus's experience, and it does not have to reflect on what is really there.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you think Argus experienced is true insofar as Argus experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I don't know what Argus went through, but I had just assumed that we had gone through the same thing. And since it wasn't, I think that also reflects on the powers. And
yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Well, you came back to a lot.
True. I thought I was leaving complexity and going somewhere simple, and I don't think that's true anymore.
The thing about life is where you're at doesn't really change whether something's complex or not. It's the people you're with. You came back to the situation and you brought Ida. And I think that's, you know, an outside perspective says that's both complicated and fairly simple. So.
Well, I mean, she's smart,
mm-hmm.
thoughtful, capable. Mm-hmm. She can help out a lot here and she's fun to be with.
Mm-hmm.
What's complicated about that?
No, nothing. Just, you know.
I do worry that she doesn't really connect as much with other people around here. Have the two of you talked to her much?
It seems like she's avoiding me, but that's probably, you know, that... we'll wear her down. It's okay.
Tiffany has an expression that basically expresses, I don't know if that's the best way to frame approaching a new friendship.
What about you, Argie?
He nods for a second, chewing. No, I haven't.
I mean, you're working with her on the storms, right? Maybe we should get to know her better.
Yeah. Why did you kick her out?
Well, I didn't want Go to get embarrassed about the whole transforming thing. You know how it is.
Does she need to know to help with the research? Because we can tell her, I just...
Well, I already told her everything that happened that I saw before. In some detail. So, you don't have to tell her anything, but she'll probably find out because I'm really bad at secrets.
We know.
Yeah. Like, if you really want me to make sure she doesn't find out, I can.
Tiff, it's fine. I know what it's like when you try to keep a secret and...
It's you fine. Can I don't, see it I don't on think your face. She'll figure it out. No, I can.
It'll be okay, shy guy. Let's go find the pup.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for sharing that. Both of my closest friends are basically magic because of storms.
Yeah, you know, these things happen. Anya leaves.
I'm going to be honest. This has been a lot to process the last little bit. Not in a bad way, just in a, I didn't know this was possible, and now it obviously is kind of way. Tiffany's probably, like, looking down or at the food as she's expressing this and has not even clued in that Anya is gone.
Mm-hmm. Tiff, just take your time, and we need you here.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. Pretty much everyone that I know and care about is here, and there aren't really any places that I could do meteorology right now in a large institutional setting. So, yeah, you can't get rid of me. Oh, Anya's gone.
He smiles at that thought, and I think he'll just, like, quietly say, like, we're going to stay together.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me. That seemed not easy for you.
No, it wasn't, but I have to hope it will benefit all of us. I feel better with you knowing, and I need to trust that feeling. He pulls out of his pocket, like, a small pouch of, like, I don't know, mixed almonds and cashews or something, like, which are probably pretty hard to come by. He says, I know you really like these, and I saved them from our little market trip today.
Tiffany looks thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And will very happily receive them, and, like, has already had four or five of them. Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, at that, he just says, you know, take your time. You know where to find us. Please have a good day.
It's so good to be back with two of you again.
Yes.
If Ida's around, you can send her back, or maybe we're done working for now. Maybe I should go find her. Or maybe I should leave her alone. What do you think?
I love to leave people alone, but I think Ida enjoys your company.
Okay.
Argus will walk off.
So which one of you is telling Ida? I just want to put something on camera.
It's wherever Ida is, so, like, I'll probably walk back to...
Oh, probably, like, I don't know, like, 20 paces sitting on a bench or a chair of some
then
sort.
I would. I think
we
I
didn't
would.
Leave.
Yeah, then I would. I'd, as I'm walking
we'll both
away.
Head out and see her immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, like, I don't know, out of earshot, but you look around and there's Ida. Ida's, like, sketching in a book.
Oh, hey!
She snaps the book closed. Hi!
What you working on?
Just a personal project.
Oh, okay. Want some almonds?
Oh. Where did you get those?
Just points at Argus.
Huh. Thanks. And she takes one. Chews it very, very diligently.
Sorry that you got kicked out back there. I don't... Well, I guess they weren't exactly comfortable. But I can tell you what happened. I got permission.
Oh. Okay.
Tiffany's asking you good one last time.
Right. You ask, are you good? And she goes, yeah. Are you? Just like she did before. Everyone is really good at expressing their feelings.
Tiffany is very honestly expressive.
Yeah. We still need that last a downtime action rally for Anya.
Investigating UV after the events at the forest. Yeah.
Is it investigation?
I think it is investigation.
Okay.
Cool. And I think what's happening is Anya has been trying to see if there's any, like, when UV is eating or drinking or sleeping or anything, if there's any signs of, like, how it happened, if it came from outside, or
are you talking to UV at all, or are you looking at
it is okay. It is external, like, every once in a while asking questions and acting like nothing's wrong, but trying to analyze, because I think this takes place before Mads is awake again,
right? So a bit of a flashback, we're saying. Mm-hmm. This is just how you were spending your days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the time that Anya spent, this would have been traveling, checking in on UV. I don't know. I just imagine we have this montage of seeing you looking at UV eating in a food area, just like eating a granola bar or something. You in the background looking over a table, not quite, but almost to that effect. Do you want to zoom in on any of the conversations, or is this just like a montage of trying to figure out what is up?
I think it would be a bit of a montage, but I think one of the big things would be Anya trying to see Yuvi interacting with Argos and El Capitan, since there was the whole motivation to be strong, and word said that motivated Yuvi to go off in the
first
place.
Are you talking about Reinhold when you say El Capitan?
Okay,
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
That's actually interesting. I do think at one point we do see Yuvi go to Reinhold's place. You just see Yuvi go inside.
Mm-hmm. And Anya slides up to the side of the entryway and crouches down a little bit, trying to listen in.
You hear, like, mumbled, like, you cannot make out what they're saying, but you hear, like, Reinhold's voice talking for a bit, and then you hear sounds of thuds and whatnot, and then some more talking. It goes back and forth.
Do the voices sound aggressive, or do they sound kind of like...
Nope.
Hmm. I think Anya's would probably wait until Yuvi begins to leave, depending on how long that would take, and would intercept them at that point.
Yeah, about an hour later, Yuvi leaves, and hair is tied up, has...
Tied up with what?
A drink of some sort, like a ribbon. I imagine Yuvi has, like, a lot of ribbons in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we saw before, actually. We saw Yuvi's ribbon in Reinhold's place.
We sure did.
Yeah, and so Yuvi's, like, drinking, like, a glass of water or a cup of water, something like with a lid. Looks a bit, like, warm. A little sweaty.
I think Anya sneaks up on them from behind and grabs them into a hug. Hey!
It's like a shriek laugh. It's like, you know, they're like, ah!
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. You're very wet.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Training.
Training, huh? Uh-huh. For just, you know, out of curiosity, You're all right, right? Like, you're feeling mm-hmm. good? Not going too hard or anything?
No. I'm doing a lot better now. I promise I won't do that again.
Do what again? What are you talking about?
I won't go into the forest.
Sweetie, it's okay. You're
I
allowed
just
to
wanted
explore.
To be like you.
Well, I think you're more like me than you realize, but... It's not what you did that was wrong. It's how you did it. You know, rushing off without telling anyone. Leaving people to
what
worry
should
about
I have
you.
Done? Oh.
Communicate.
I brought friends. Too,
well,
right? You always have your friends.
Not always, but letting people know where you are matters a lot. Especially, well, not here, but... Well,
so where?
Here. Listen, I just...
But you
sometimes,
did find me.
Yeah, yes.
I knew I could trust you.
You always can. Just,
gives you, like, a big hug.
Oh.
Very
yeah.
sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think as they're hugging, Anya tries to sniff her just a little bit to see if it is just, like, exertion sweat or if there's anything
yep,
to be worried about.
It smells like sweat.
Yeah, okay.
You get a big lungful of sweat. Mm-hmm. Sweaty, prepubescent child.
Ooh. Yeah, and it's just like, okay, my sibling is safe. Like, not, this is not, like, yeah, this smells like them. Which probably sounds very weird to some people, but, like, I don't know, when you know someone, you know their smell. Yeah, I think Anya kind of relaxes at that point a bit more. And it's just like, next time you're gonna go out for alone time, which you're allowed to have, just make sure you, like, leave a note or something. I mean, I found your ribbon and got a little worried.
You found my ribbon?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how everyone knew you were Not around.
As a reminder, Argus found Evie's ribbon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anya's referring to them as a, like, unit and not really, like...
Ah, yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. I think Evie does the classic 13-year-old, I'm bored of this conversation, changing the subject, and goes, can we go nut picking sometime?
Yeah, of course. If it's this time of year... Yeah, okay. Tell you what, sure we can.
Can I climb a tree?
Yeah. As long as you know, don't rush up it. And you remember last time, right? Like, had to catch you, which is fine. I'm happy to catch you whenever you fall. But
how fast is rushing? Like, what if I go, like, a little fast?
I mean, you gotta go a little fast, right? But... There's a difference between pushing yourself and pushing yourself over.
She shoves you. It's like a little, you know, it's playful.
Anya falls into whatever is behind them in the moment, comically, not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if along. It's a person, it's, that's just going to go down to committing to the bit. Anya's thing. I will get you for that. I swear. Better get out of here.
She runs away laughing. The thing I think you realize is that whatever has happened, and I'm giving this to you. Well, I mean, maybe you should roll, right? Maybe you should roll for this investigation.
Yeah.
So this feels like a either empathize or...
I think it's a perceive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't have a bonus for, and that's okay. We play accurate to characters.
I did say it could be empathize.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. But I think it is perceived in this circumstance. Standard, no bonus, no transcendent.
That's a 2. I'm going to fill the investigation clock up 2. And you're not quite at tier 2, unfortunately.
That's fine. That's how we go. Failing up.
Is there any more downtime shots we want to... have before you head out? Are you collectively going to the city, it sounds like?
Shopping trip.
Yay.
Sorry, we didn't do the thing. So along with when you investigate, you also get to ask a question from your sheet as if you had rolled gather information. Now, because you rolled a 2, you don't get any follow-up questions. You just get to ask your question. Yeah.
I think it's... What here is incomplete?
This feels like such a non-answer. I think your understanding of how people are affected long-term by the storm. But I think in asking this, it's like, you know that there is more. You know that there's more. You know that the effects on UV seem to have dissipated, but there's still almost this... lingering feeling that like caused you to be worried in the first place.
Well, keep an eye on that then.
And if you wanted to ask a follow-up question, you should have rolled better.
Well, I didn't want to. So take that.
I think Argus is the only person who's rolled higher than a 1-3 on a gather information roll so far, and only once.
Yeah, Lou, what the fuck?
Gather info on what?
You did it in the dream. That's why you have 5 ticks on the investigation clock.
We are extremely close to tier 3 investigation track.
No, tier 2 on the investigation track. It's when it's full.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you still count as tier 1. Going into the engagement role, we're going to skip to some action, though I feel like this is going to be a little bit looser as far as missions go, but we're gonna go through the questions. There is always hope. The protagonists start with 1D for every mission. Start with 1D. Is the mission particularly heroic or noble?
I don't think so.
No. Nope.
All right. Does the mission's goal or methods reflect the worst parts of the protagonists?
Nope. No.
Nor.
Is the mission following through on details from the protagonist's investigation?
Nope.
No.
Oh?
Are the protagonists acting rashly or on very little information? I think you have a thing that ignores that, so it doesn't matter.
It's true, but even so, the answer is no.
Yeah. Still no.
Well, I suppose very little information. We don't know what the mission is, really, so I guess we could qualify for that.
Yeah.
But it's getting resources.
From town.
Yeah, but like, we have no idea what it entails beyond, oh yeah, go do that.
Sure, I mean, you had no idea what it entailed besides get Yuvie back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we definitely did qualify for very little information last time.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I would say you actually do have information in the fact that you have a checklist of things people want.
That's true.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I would assume that we know why we're going there.
Yes, you.
So
you set this up.
Yeah, very much.
Well, I guess Tiffany specifically set this up. Cam set this up.
It was her job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Does this mission determine the fate of a friend? I don't think so. Are troubles from the protagonist's mundane lives getting in the way of this mission? Let me think for a second. No. Does the mission's tier exceed the current tier of the investigation track? Take -1d per difference in tier. I don't believe it was. Yes, it's a tier 1. Are there any other elements that you would want to consider due to circumstances or events in this world? I think there are just enough things, and I'm really sorry to do this, that I think you are going to take a -1.
Yeah. Nice.
So who wants to roll 2d6 and take the lowest?
But wait, you said we had +1d. Is that for something?
Yeah, you start with 1d.
We start with 1d,
and then
but
we
get
no bonuses anywhere, and then we get -1.
Yeah, there were no
so
bonuses except
I understand where it's
-1
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
end.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't reduce it by 1 unless there was kind of a perfect storm happening.
If we all roll 6 die and then divide it by 18. No, wait, hold on.
Is it KL for keep low? If I'm doing the roll here. The command for keeping the lower of the two.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can just do... I've never used anything like... I think it's just roll 2d6.
I'm going to try /r/2d6kl. See if it works. Okay.
She's a wild one.
Nope.
Did that just roll?
I think that just gave you 2.
Yeah,
it did. That just gave you...
So there we go, 4.
4. Oh, that's not...
That's not bad at all.
That's a mixed result.
Turns
you're in a
out
risky
if
position.
I can make a roll. It's fine. Yes. It's just if Tiffany does it.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, this tracks. So you're in a risky position when the action starts. The plan is holding together just barely. Protagonist will need to take steps right now to avoid disaster. This is interesting. Let me completely ignore this book in terms of cutting to the action. I think I want to set this up a bit just in terms of having camera follow you as you're setting up to go out. It's the three of you and Ida this time packing up to go. I don't know if you told the others that Ida was coming with you, but Ida meets you at one point and is like ready to head out. Looks well prepared. Like Ida is just like you, Tiffany, was training to be at least a field meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, has survival gear. You know, maybe it's a little bit overkill for it. You're going to get to the city and get supplies. But I think Ida looks prepared.
I think Tiffany completely forgot to mention that Ida was coming because she was informed that her friends are magic.
Why would that get in the way?
It was somewhat more significant in her mind, and she forgot.
That's so wild.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so as you set out, you are using your hover bikes, I assume?
Hell yeah.
Is Ida riding on the back of your hover bike, Tiffany?
If she doesn't have her own. How many do
she
we have as a collective? How many hover bikes do we have?
One per person?
Presumably not everyone in our little community has a hover bike, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure other people also have one. Would you have gone and asked someone for one?
So do people have dedicated bikes, or is it more communal? Like, these are the bikes that we as a group have.
It's probably communal, yeah.
So
unless you, like, stylize. Like, there's probably the option of, like, hey, like, I want to tinker one. This is, like, the one I'm working with. I'm going to take this for, like, a library, right? You check it out.
Yeah, but the so, like, how many do we as a group have is I suppose, the question.
I don't know. You it's a large community. A decent amount. The question is, would Ida grab one?
That is Ida's choice. If Ida, like, I think what it comes down to is Ida has the capacity to go and get a bike, or she can ride on the back of Tiffany's.
I don't think she would know the system.
What an excellent excuse.
Unless you tell her, and then she goes and gets one.
I mean, I think when we all have three bikes for the four of us, Tiffany will ask if she didn't go and retrieve one.
I think she looks confused, as if she didn't realize that those were not your bikes, personal bikes, and then pauses and then goes and gets one.
Before she goes, like, oh, it's fine. I'll just take a bunch of time. Let's just get going.
Okay. And so she's riding on your bike with you. Great.
All of that to be awkward and gay, you know.
Yes. All of that to get back to being awkward and gay. So
awkward and
we
what?
See. Awkward and homosexual. My apologies. So we see the four of you drifting down this sandbank. There's sand whipping up behind you as you are zooming down this prairie. You have been going for 5 hours at a certain point. You've probably taken a break or two for some water. But at a certain point, as you are approaching the city, at first what you see, you hear something long before you see anything. And having been going for so long, the hum of the hover bikes, at first you are unconvinced that it is anything except an illusion, until it is so noticeable, you start to hear this, like, rumbling noise, this white noise in the background building as you are getting closer. As you continue to go over the next few minutes, you see the sights of the city rise up. You see the top of Fainzon, peaks of tall buildings peeking over the horizon, and lower and lower buildings coming around the curvature of the planet as you keep moving, until finally the entire breadth of the city is in your view. The city is massive. It is a proper city compared to what you've been in, maybe notably recently. You were in a small town of Shinier. Fainzon is massively different from Shinier. Fainzon is and was one of the main precincts of the Fallen Empire. And what you are hearing is this river that cuts through the prairies in a deep canyon that goes through the city. And on the other side, a massive waterfall is just falling. You are hearing the sound of water crashing. As you are getting closer, however, at a certain point, you start to notice things around the ground, sort of these, they look like tiny fence poles, but there's nothing, it's just the pole, there's no netting. There's these, like, five little spikes at the top pointing in, like, a pentagon shape. And as soon as you pass these, you hear the white noise. What you actually don't hear is the white noise of the waterfall. It is muffled. As you realize, living in a city next to a waterfall, you find a way to tune out noise, not only through environmental customization, but through mechanical means. This is a very technological city in a way that Shinier was not. We'll be right back.